I think business and all industries is competitive by nature. Competition is great. I think it's good for us. I think it makes us sharper. And I think competition does that. It steps everybody's game up. It makes us all better businessmen, businesswomen. I think in a win-win situation in competition where we're trying to do our best and provide a better solution, that is a win for our company. It's a win for the customer. I think all of us as competitors want to win. We want to win in business. We want to win in sports. And maybe sometimes we wish we didn't want to win so bad, but we do have that want. But I think ideally, you have two teams competing. They both give their best, do their best. That's a win-win. When both teams, both players, both people compete well, you feel good about the situation. You feel good that both have given their best and given their all.
Welcome to the Center Memphis Podcast. I'm Howard Graham, and today we're going to hear from a master competitor, a master businessman, and a lover of others, someone who's just recently completed one of the most exciting things in sports. He's been to the Masters and to Talladega as a fan. I mean, the millions of people who watch those events. But Brian Moak went to both.
A lot of people.
And we'll hear about that. He's excited about it, and he loves sports in general. He is a investor in others, his own children and others, to get better at baseball and other things. A great encourager. His working genius is a galvanizing encourager, and we see it all over the place. So we're going to get to Brian. But first, a quick commercial. The Center exists to define reality and offer hope for leaders in Memphis through the truth of God's Word applied to everyday life and work. We host weekly leadership groups called The Way to Work, and we offer coaching advice through our staff and vast network of leaders like Brian, willing to meet with you to assist you in the opportunities and challenges you face. You can find more about the Center and all we offer at our website, thecentermemphis.org. That's thecentermemphis.org. So today, we're here to talk about competition and win-win, wanting to win, and somehow can the way we compete also help others win. All this is from Stephen Covey's book, which is 30 years old. We've been covering it. A book that a mentor of mine taught me how this can help people grow professionally and spiritually simultaneously. And that's what we're trying to do, to look at these things and see how God uses these things to help us know us better. And the book has kind of come to its pinnacle. We've finished our groups, actually. We're going back to talk about sports. At first, it talks about moving from dependence to independence. Now, we know we're dependent on God, even for the breath in our lungs, but yet he gives us this agency, this free will, to seek him, to be proactive, to then seek first to begin with the end in mind, to know where we want to go, and to then begin with the end in mind. And when we have managed our own lives well, when we are firmly with agency in Christ, we then become vessels that can be interdependent and bless others. And that's where this whole theory of win-win comes from. So that's what we're going to talk about. So Brian, tell us about favorite part of these events. Which do you rate better, the Masters or Talladega? And maybe just a moment from each that you really loved and made it worth going.
Yeah, absolutely. Both great experiences, and both relationship driven. Both based on relationships, based on friendships. Would like to say thank you. Thanks for the Center. It has created a win-win in my life and many others now for the last 3 years. 3 years.
Yeah.
Awesome. The Masters trip that we've been doing now for about 15 years with friends I have made through business over the last 30 years. So very strong relationships and time spent with those guys. It's just precious. It's precious time. I think Kim Wilson had told me one time is your companion, not your master. Mm. And on that trip, time is our companion. We have nowhere to be. We have no set schedule. It is time spent together. Obviously, getting to go to the Masters is a treat. It's a thrill. And seeing a beautiful place that God created is phenomenal. So it's just a blessing. The Talladega trip is also a trip relationally driven. We've been doing that for 18 years now with friends I've had for probably 30 years as well. And this year, I got to take Libby, my daughter, and four of her friends, which was just an amazing experience because for me, I do enjoy NASCAR and do enjoy the competition. And to get to take people that have never seen that, to see people compete at 200 miles an hour, is pretty cool.
You can't really see it.
Well, you can see it.
It's a blur going around.
It's a blur. It's moving. It's loud. It's loud. But they enjoyed it. We have enjoyed it for a long time. A lot of friends, a lot of great relationships made. So I think both trips relationally are special to me because they are time spent, quality time spent, where time is truly your companion. So that's a blessing.
Awesome. And we've been friends 20 years, I know you're a relationships first person, and yet you love sports and competition.
I do.
So now give me a sports and a competitive piece of one of them, maybe the Masters. What? Because that one you go to a little more often.
Yeah. I think the Masters, you know, is arguably the most competitive golf event, the most sought-after prize with the green jacket. And Scheffler right now is currently one of the greatest competitors we see. And I think he said it on Sunday morning when he woke up and said, I wish I didn't want to win so bad. I think all of us as competitors want to win. We want to win in business. We want to win in sports. We want to win when we're coaching a little league game, a AAU basketball game, but we want to win. And maybe sometimes we wish we didn't want to win so bad, but we do have that want.
And I want to get to that quote in just a minute. But just tell me, as you move around in your group at the Masters, what do you want to see the most? Because you're there. I mean, you could spend time with people a lot of places.
Right.
But to be there and to see what and to relish what together.
I think in that event, take in some of what God has created on that golf course, the scenes, the sights, the sounds. It's unlike anything else, just the beauty of it. And to watch the best in the world hit shots that we kind of use the quote, it just sounds different. It does just sound different when the way they play. The way they hit shots, and to see that, to see kind of their skill, their competitiveness, their fire, the way they work on their game is truly cool.
To see somebody turn around with a stick that has a little metal on the end of it and aim that towards something 200 yards away and end up 4 feet away.
It goes
sometimes
right.
From the pine straw.
Sometimes from the pine straw. It's amazing.
Amazing. So all that comes together in gifts that people have.
It all comes together in their gifts. I think they work hard. They have gifts that they're taking full advantage of, and it's cool to see.
You sent me that Scheffler quote the very next morning, not long after it had been out on Twitter, what he said. Just kind of replay what he said and how that impacted you.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, I think. It struck
me. It's after the victory.
It's after he won. He's sitting in the press conference knowing he was trying to get home. Wife was pregnant with a baby. He had his core group with him. That week, he had a group of friends with him. She wasn't able to go, so his buddies were with him. His core group was with him. And he woke up that morning just, having his coffee saying, I wish I didn't want to win so bad, but I do. And they looked at him, and one of them simply said, you've already won. Your salvation is through Christ. You are saved. You are his. And that really, really is a cool moment. If you think about one of your peers, one of your friends, when you're getting ready to play in one of the biggest rounds of your life, if that's your business, if golf is your business, that's an important moment. For one of them to have the wisdom and the guidance to share that, that struck me as pretty cool.
Yeah, and in one level, it's good sports psychology. Hey, you're good already.
Right.
But in another, you think he's saying something more?
Cause, I do.
Because Scheffler was kind of confessing.
He was kind of confessing.
And then his buddy takes off the pressure. Does the victory have? And he proclaims it. And that maybe is part of it. Now, how would trusting in Jesus have you putt better, you think?
That's a great question. I just think it would give you confidence. It would give you a peace. Probably give you, just as it would in business and in life, that if that putt doesn't go in, it's okay.
Yeah.
You are his.
Yeah.
You are saved.
That's one of the biggest wisdoms we tell people about a job. First of all, you need to – people that want their job so bad. I got to have it. I got to have it. I got to get this thing done. Really stay pretty stressed out.
Yeah.
People that realize I'm going to be okay without this job can then kind of re-enter that same job and do well.
And do well. And that is a mindset, I think, and it comes from a trust in your faith and trust in Christ.
That can't be fake.
Cannot be fake.
You know, and there are other people – right here in Memphis, Lauren Roberts, he did say he had a different piece when he came to know the Lord and in both the PGA Tour and later even much more on the Champions Tour.
Yeah, for sure.
As far as winning goes.
He was strong about that. Lauren's a great guy.
But I think God probably wants us to do something more with it than just good putts. We have this verse we've been using really all, for the last 8 months in our sessions in this series we call The Way to Work. And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So there's that confidence that Scheffler and you and I have, that we know the end ends up awesome. And then when we know that, we can sort of relax. But how does that then send us right back to do the best job?
I think it tells us that God's got it. I mean, through him, if we've come to it through him, he's got it, whatever that is, whether it's work, whether it's sports, whether it's family, whether it's relationships, we come to the Father through him. And I think he's given us that peace and that confidence. And that allows us, in knowing that, to be able to disciple, like we talk about so much,
yeah,
that we know God's got us, God's got this situation, so let's just be us. Let's do our thing, whatever that is, business, relationally, sports. God's got it in us, allowing us to disciple.
Do it how?
To the best of our ability, whatever that ability is, whatever situation it is, I think do it to the best of that ability.
Yeah, yeah, good. So let's. That's the theme we're going to stay on and how that plays out in competition and sports. But let's add a little attention back. What is it that bothers you and most of us about competition and sports that we stay kind of stirred up about? I mean, Scotty kind of led to it, but just go ahead and make it more personal.
Yeah, I think as a competitor, you want to win, and the opposite of winning is losing. So when you are competing, you're searching for that victory. You want to, you want to do well. You want to compete hard. I think ideally, you have two teams, two players, two people competing. They both give their best, do their best, and kind of the old saying, "May the best man win."
Yeah.
That's a win. That's a win-win when both teams, both players, both people compete well. And there is a winner and there is a loser. You feel good about the situation. You feel good that both have given their best and given their all.
Yeah. Let's go to how similar that is that to the business situations you face. Are there people who want to beat people more than they're trying to do their best?
Yeah, for sure. I think business and all industries is competitive by nature. And I think there are people that are just trying to win more so than to just provide, the best service, the best solution for the customer. I think we see that on a daily basis with competition.
Yeah.
And there's healthy competition. Competition is great. I think it's good for us. I think it makes us sharper. we talked about sharpening the saw yesterday.
Yeah.
Which is great. And I think competition does that. It makes us – it steps everybody's game up. It makes us all better businessmen, businesswomen. It makes us better players on the ball field. Makes us better golfers, whatever we're doing. So you do see that in business.
And I think the beauty of competition is seeing what's possible. For me to need to beat somebody is a dark place in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Really. It's a difference in doing my best and really wanting the worst for another person.
Right. That's right. I think in a win-win situation in competition where we're trying to do our best and outwork our competition and outthink our competition and provide a better solution for our competition, that is a win for our company. It's a win for the customer. Yeah. Versus creating a win-lose or a lose-win type situation.
Good. I'm gonna explain that diagram in just a minute. So many organizations get confused that the competition's internal, that the salesman I'm trying to beat is the other salesmen in my organization. At a financial institution where I worked, they really set people up against each other. One CEO believed that was a good way to do it. If these two senior VPs that lead these divisions are kind of fighting, then the best will work out. And it caused people or they're competing for the next position, competing for these things, can be really bad in companies.
Yeah.
Simon Sinek talks about the infinite game, and he didn't do that from a place of the Bible or belief, but he's just saying, But he gets one principle that's right about the Bible. There's enough. We're not competing for scarce resources.
Right.
We're not. It's not limited. And that's true. I think even like if in the best things that have happened in industries are where people have gotten together and collaborated and cured diseases or even made, you know, cars that work better, you know,
right,
in any industry.
And I think in the sales business, we compete with our competition. We compete internally within our own organizations. And as long as it's healthy, I think that's good. As long as we're kind of driving each other to be better, to be sharper, to think outside the box, to be creative with ideas, I think that's healthy competition.
Because you're seeing something that's possible.
I can
see that Johnny can do that better than me.
Yeah.
The same way those golfers in early Tiger Woods days stand around and be tempted to watch.
And they learn from that. And they've gotten, generationally, they've gotten better.
That's possible.
That's possible.
Maybe I should work out a little more and be more fit. We really give that over to South African, the great Gary Player.
On
being fit. But he brought that to the sport, and then people got more and more fit. He and Arnold Palmer, and then, of course, maybe Tiger and others have taken that.
Yeah.
Kepka to a different level.
If you look at them today, they're athletes.
Stronger than ever, pure athletes.
For athletes.
I can be strong and finesse. And so looking at business that way, let's look at the matrix real quick. The matrix is it's a 2x2, which we all love, creates a quadrant along the vertical axis of consideration, caring about the other, okay, and then courage along the horizontal axis of having high courage and high consideration. That'd be the pinnacle of win-win. Mm-hmm. The low quadrant of that, and this will be in the show notes, you can kind of look at this as we've talked today, is lose-lose. And I call that go along to get along. I can't win, and they can't win. It's raining, you know, and they'll just get out of here. That's right. Lose-lose. Could be the most great game ever in the rain.
Right.
And then win-win, how can doing your absolute best, and let's make this a baseball game, a sport you know the best. How can that be the highest consideration for the other party and the highest courage to keep doing your best? How can doing your best and effort to win be high consideration and high courage?
If you are doing your best, and that is all any of us can do, if you're doing your best in a baseball game or any sports arena, I mean, I think the consideration for the competition is the fact you know they're there, you know they're relevant, and you are giving it your best.
Yeah.
You're giving it 110% all you have. And it takes courage to do that. I think sport helps build that courage. I think it's good to put young people in those situations, which builds courage, because it takes courage to get out there, because there's a lot of failure that happens in sport. So I think that's a great teacher. Sport is a great teacher in that way.
Okay, and that's so good. And now how can it also be best for the other party? To go ahead, and whether you're beating them 10-2 and you're still doing your best, or in that close game, which of course we all love and are exciting, mm-hmm. and it's 10-10, how can continuing to do your best be good for the other party?
I think it pushes them to do their best. I think it you know, whatever the situation is, as long as you keep doing your best, they will either do their best or they will learn to do their best, you know, not just lay down and, you know, concede defeat. I think they will continue to compete and continue to give their best, which teaches them lessons as well as they go into the business world or the medical world or the legal world, whatever that case may be.
That is the definition of good. We've seen a new way of how this sport is played out.
Right.
And how a team can, maybe you see the teammanship, maybe you see how the team work together, maybe you see how the pitcher got to 101 miles an hour as an 18-year-old. And or whatever it is, and you see, well, that's possible.
It's out there. It's attainable. And so they learn from that.
And they may learn to walk away from baseball. You know, that's not me.
There may be something else for them.
Somebody once saw in Baton Rouge, my friend's uncle said, you know, look, you need to put those clubs up and just go love your family. That's awful. And so, you know, that's wisdom. And you see how these guys actually had talent. And I didn't, and he had some good wisdom for me. I had two babies at home. He said, just go home and love those babies. That's a great point. Maybe that's not what I'm supposed to play. But looking at that, and I think you made one more point that's really important, because in our session, Bo Braswell made the same point yesterday. Like, when we learn to do something physically that's hard, it helps us mentally.
Correct.
And when we learn the peace of spirituality, of knowing we're covered, like Scotty Scheffler's saying, now I can go back and do my best.
Right.
Now in business, same thing. How can, even against the competition, you doing your best, consideration, courage, be good for all parties?
I think the same thing applies. I mean, we know there is competition out there, and that's to give our best is considering the fact that they are out there, that they are relevant. That benefits the customer. That because you're giving them their best. If that competition is not out there, maybe you get by with lesser product, lesser results. But knowing there's people out there competing with you, it takes courage to go compete. It takes courage to go speak in front of a board, to talk to a CEO, to develop those relationships. It takes courage to do that. And I think we're all growing every day in that process, regardless of our business.
What are they doing well that I can do to do excellent work?
Yeah, and we can always be learning. We can learn from our competition. We can learn. A lot of times we learn more from ones we disagree with than ones we do agree with.
I see. They got a good point.
You can always be sharpening the saw.
Good, good. And so that leads us right here, that excellent work, doing things excellently. You know, God is not, we were talking about this before the show, but I'll just hit it. He didn't go, wow, I can't believe Scotty Scheffler just hit that shot. I can't believe he won the Masters. He already knew.
He knew it was going to happen.
He chose Scotty Scheffler before the foundation of the world.
Right.
He chose you and I before the foundation of the world. And so how does that confidence help us go do our best job? You got some work to do today?
Got some work to do today.
How does that help you do your best job?
Yeah, I think as Scheffler said in his post-round interview, that you've already won. He's already chosen you. He already knows the end result. He already knows what's going to happen in the business deal today. And his focus is on our salvation. And how are we going to go out and disciple today? How are we going to go out and be leaders today? How are we going to go out and, do good today?
Yeah. If the one – you've seen this, the opposite of this. If the one who loves you the very most has got you totally confirmed, it frees you to do excellent work.
It frees you up.
Because you've seen the dad out there – moms have never done this – that out there yelling at their child.
Their child.
Or the ref. There's some kind of horrible injustice going on, whether it's the son isn't doing the best or the child's not doing the best or the ref's awful. What does that do to the child?
It's tough on the child. And parents are passionate. They can get worked up and get over the top, and it's tough on the child because I think it's easy to lose sight of that they are children. Yeah. They're not a developed, 30, 40, 50-year-old adult. They're still children playing a child's game. And parents can get passionate.
But it plays on. It plays on. Meaning that it plays on the business. Like, people complain more about what somebody else on their team's not doing or complain about the equivalent of the ref in business.
Versus
the rules are not right, the policy's not right.
You're always blaming somebody else rather than holding yourself accountable.
That's right.
And you see that a lot in business, and you see it a lot in sports, whether it's the ref or the – the teammate didn't do this, and in business you're blaming your partner, you're blaming somebody else. We have to hold ourselves accountable,
which takes them away from doing excellent work. It teaches them to complain and teaches them not to be proactive, and
which is not good.
And God certainly built us to be proactive.
He
already knows the result, and he says, come and walk in it.
He knows.
His delight is not in the strength of the horse. He made the horse. Scotty Scheffler's demeanor and his ability and preordained things to walk in a certain way.
Right.
And so he's not impressed with the activity because he made him. So he says, go and walk in it. And then if you do that well, you can bless others.
Correct.
And if you bless enough people doing a good job in your profession, some are going to say, why do you care more about me than you care about your work?
Right.
Scheffler said, why mention Jesus at the end of that? Some people make fun of that, right? Oh, I'm going to give up glory to the Lord. But sometimes it's deeply spiritual.
Yeah, I think in Scheffler's own way, he was discipling to millions of people.
Yeah. This doesn't define me.
This does not define me.
Sports is an endless cycle of trying to win and already have victory.
Victory's already been won.
Business is an endless cycle
of victory.
Of trying to get on top, but we can't be any more on top than we already are.
That's right. That's a great point.
How do you want to leave us?
I just think business and sports are very similar. And I think lessons learned for youth in sports translate into business as they get older. Leadership, competition, creating win-wins. I think that's something very important for kids and us as adults to know, to learn, and to remember. And in turn, allow us to be disciples in everything we do, in every situation we're in, whether it's in a sports arena, whether it's in a business arena. I think that's very important.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Join one of our groups. Brian's in our Wednesday morning group. And you can look on the site and see when those happen. If something hits you, of course, in those groups, we get more personal and more real, and we can share the things that are bothering us about our work and see how God has called us to work. So we encourage you to join us or to check out one of our resources. There's a lot on winning on there. There's a lot on conflict. There's a lot on business. So go to the site and search what you might be looking for in your work. And it's at thecentermemphis.org. So thanks a lot for joining us, Brian.
Thanks, Howard. It was great. Appreciate everything the center's doing.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.